Hello, I'm Peter Edwards, and welcome to this third talk in the series Coming Home, based on the book by Michael Mitten called Dreaming of Home. In the first talk, we talked about coming back to God in our own selves as part of our own spirituality, how we find our true sense of belonging and meaning in life through sometimes having to move away from God and then return back to God to discover what we've lost. In the second talk, we thought about the church coming home and compared the church today to the exiled Jerusalem people in Babylon in the 6th century BC, and how they, in their sense of alienation, discovered what they had lost, but yet found a spirit and a sense of hope from God to return home in a new way and to forge a new future with God. And that might too be the experience of the Christian church in our contemporary culture. Today, in this third and final talk, you will be thinking about home as a place where we go to at the end of our lives. We'll be thinking about coming home to God in the sense of coming to our eternal home, or as we often say, going to heaven when we die. Sometimes on gravestones or memorials, we see the phrase called home, meaning that the person has been called by God from this life to the life that now awaits them with God in heaven. But also, it can have the sense of meaning a place that you never finally reach during your lifetime on earth. Not just that heaven is a different place from earth, but the life of heaven is an experience that we can never actually attain here upon this earth. Most of us believe and understand that the life of heaven will be a far better experience than the life of earth. And yet, having said that, there is always, with many people, a sense of regret at the prospect of being called home, at having to leave behind what is their earthly home and those they have made a home with, their loved ones, their families, their children, their grandchildren, their friends and neighbours. It's not that people are afraid of dying and going to heaven so much as what they are reluctant to move on to and leave behind. Of course, it depends a great deal upon the stage of life that we're experiencing, doesn't it? If someone is quite elderly, has lived a full, long and active life, and now may be in the latter days of their earthly existence, are experiencing a lot of difficulties with health or infirmity, then it might seem for them, as well as for others, that being called home is not a regretful experience, but one to be longed for and embraced. But it's very different, isn't it, if we're thinking about the life of a child or even a young or middle-aged adult that is cut short by death. There can't be any sense then of wanting to be called home. Rather a desire, a longing to want to remain with the home here on earth because of the sense that life has not yet reached its full and natural span, that there is still so much of life yet to be lived, so much that is to be tasted and enjoyed, so much of life that we regret leaving behind, however much life may be attractive in the reality of heaven. So that really begs the question, Is our eternal home in heaven really the place of true belonging that we want it to be? It does really depend on what stage of our earthly life we have reached. When we turn to the Bible, and particularly to the New Testament, we discover there again there is a sense of a longing for home. For all our love of this world, we know instinctively that this world is not the whole story. Yes, we love our homes, our families, our planet, and yet we know that even the most secure homes are always under threat. Circumstances may mean we lose houses that have become homes for us. Breakdowns in relationships mean we lose closeness with friends and families. Planners and builders can make our towns less like home. Pollution and war threaten the security of our planet. Worst of all, death steals from us those whose presence made us feel at home. Because all the homes of this world are vulnerable, there is another homing instinct that makes us long for a home that will not be shaken and a place of utter security that none can disturb. Writing to Christians in Corinth, the Apostle Paul speaks of this feeling about his longing for home. He refers to it in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, and verses 1 to 10. And I want to read to you some of those verses from Eugene Patterson's paraphrase, which is called The Message. He writes this: compared to what's coming, living conditions around here seem like a stopover in an unfurnished shack, and we're tired of it. We've been given a glimpse of the real thing, our true home, our resurrection bodies. The Spirit of God whets our appetite by giving us a taste of what's ahead. He puts a little of heaven in our hearts so that we'll never settle for less. That's why we live with such good cheer. You won't see us drooping our heads or dragging our feet. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. They only remind us of the spacious living conditions ahead. It's what we trust in but don't yet see that keeps us going. Do you suppose a few ruts on the road or rocks in the path are going to stop us? When the time comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for homecoming. In perhaps more familiar versions of that passage, Paul talks about heaven as a house not made with hands, or perhaps more precisely, our resurrection bodies as being a house not made with hands. He says too, while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11, another biblical writer talks about faith. Faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The writer runs through a list of faith-filled people, starting with Abel. And in the midst of this list, we have these words: all of these died in faith, without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return, but as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The end of that passage in Hebrews 11 speaks of exiles seeking a homeland in heaven. There's a reference to the homesickness of the spirit, a longing for whatever the missing thing is that keeps even the home of the present from being the true home, according to Frederick Buchner. It's longing to be where you fully belong that extends to the dimension of heaven and a life beyond this one, as though this life is not altogether complete even when we've enjoyed the best of experiences in this life. There's always that sense of something more, that this life offers something that is incomplete. It reminds us that we are beloved in heaven as we are beloved on earth. That is captured in an old hymn by a 19th century American hymn writer, Sanford Bennett, who writes, "There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore." It's a hymn that speaks of the role of faith. Michael Mitten says, "The homing instinct makes us long for a place of belonging where we are free to be ourselves without fear or shame. It is the sense of being beloved that shifts the awful burden of shame, and it is faith that counters our tendency to fear." Faith is the quality that enables us to catch a tantalizing glimpse of our eternal home. Faith gives me the intuitive awareness that though I may be passing through a dark night of the soul in this world, there is a land that is fairer than day that awaits me in the next. Faith also helps me in the bright daytimes of this world to know that the home to come is not about having to let go of all that is home now, but is curiously and mysteriously simply an extension of it. There is no weeping, no crying, no death, as Revelation 21 verse 4 points out. So I need not imagine that my arrival in heaven will involve wistful glances back to this world. The two worlds will be caught up together in ways that are well beyond my mortal mind to imagine. But the homing instinct helps me to have the faith to believe it. Michael Mitten then goes on to quote C.S. Lewis and his book The Last Battle, which is the final book in the Narnia series, a book in which Lewis explores this theme of heaven and also uses the notion of home. He says this: "It was the unicorn who summed up what everyone was feeling. He stamped his right forehoof on the ground and neighed and cried, 'I have come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it till now.' The reason why we love the old Narnia is that it sometimes looked a little bit like this. Oh, come farther up, come farther in." Lewis speaks there of the connectedness of heaven and earth, which means that not only the life of earth will be caught up in the life of heaven, but also that it urges us to make the life of heaven a reality here and now, in this life, in this world, which, far from preventing us and dissuading us from working for God's kingdom to come on earth in justice, peace, righteousness, and love, that the life of heaven and that homing instinct for our eternal home should actually inspire and motivate us to work ever more for that same life of heaven to become a reality here on earth. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to these three talks on coming home, based on Michael Mitten's book, Dreaming of Home. If you want to explore this theme more and to read Michael Mitten's book in its entirety, then his book, Dreaming of Home, is available through the Bible Reading Fellowship at the price of £7.99. You can find the book on the Bible Reading Fellowship website, Or you may find it available at any good Christian or religious bookshop. Thank you for listening to these three talks about coming home.